What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast with Alex Aronson and my co-host Corey Oskowitz.
What's going on, everybody? How we doing?
We got a lot of dudes in the crib right now.
Yeah,
gracious. Fucking the beginnings of a six sausage party.
Am I allowed to talk yet?
Yeah. Well, you didn't get intro'd yet, but you jumped the gun. But you're very eager. Billy Hockman is in the house.
Hello, everyone.
Billy is a comedian and Squawk Box producer, so we appreciate you taking time off the squawk to come and speak with us.
My squawking days are numbered.
Squawking days? So you're a producer. You understood the room tone and everything?
Well, producers are people who like write the show. I like do the tech side of the show.
Okay.
So I mic people up.
How's the setup?
I mic'd up Shaq one time.
You mic'd up Shaq?
I did.
Did you have to get on a ladder to hook him up with his mic?
No, I'm pretty tall, so I was like right there with his
That's true.
Nip. Which is where the mic is.
Your perfect height. Yeah. Perfect height to put a mic on Shaq.
I was born to mic up Shaquille O'Neal.
That should be your height on your dating profiles. Tall enough to clip up a mic on Shaq.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
6'3".
Fuck.
How tall are you?
Shut up, dude.
Six.
This guy sucks.
You're supposed to be bringing him on.
Fucking shaming the short kings over here.
That's pretty cool, though. You mic'd up Shaq. For what?
He came on.
General commercial?
No, he came on the show because he has Popeyes. He owns. No. Is it Popeyes?
I thought it was like Quiznos or something.
Papa John's.
Papa John's, right?
Might be racist that I thought it was Popeyes. It's Papa John's.
Papa John's.
He owns a bunch of Papa
Max,
John's.
Max, mark the edit out at 2
Get
minutes
rid of that.
And 35 seconds.
Show your worth. Get rid of that. But yeah, so he just opened up a bunch and then we had him on the show. And then I mic'd him up.
That's awesome.
Sick credit, right?
Do you get to say go or anything? Like,
yeah, I do the count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you got.
Oh, you're like Freddy from iCarly.
I'm like a third base coach.
Aren't you not supposed to say 2, 1? It's supposed to be 5, 4.
I'm surprised
three.
That you know that. You are supposed like you have the option to stop, but I say 2.
You say it.
I want to get as much time on the mic. You know what I mean?
That's right. His producer tag. You know.
Yeah. 2, 1.
Yeah, sometimes you can add a little spice to the cue. Sometimes I do it backhand.
Like that. Oh, you
nice.
Throw it?
Throw a backhand.
Nice.
Throw
like
behind
that.
The back cue.
You ever go overhand? Overhead?
No.
Start from behind.
I think that's a fireable offense.
Shaq's was an alley-oop, though, right?
Huh?
Shaq's was an alley-oop.
Very good, yeah. Like very, very good.
Like
for his
swag.
Popeyes
yeah,
commercial.
I like the swag. I like the swag.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Well, thanks for coming
What do you
on?
Guys do?
Oh, what do we do? Yeah. We record podcasts, bro.
Sick. How's the setup look? Professional or what?
Yeah, the watching the setup took about 3 hours.
I know.
I thought I was like 15 minutes late.
Oh, no worries. We're
Meanwhile, I was actually 45 minutes early.
Yeah, but I still don't understand how you ended up on 59th Street.
It's just Apple Maps.
Here's what happened. He got the thing where like I texted him the address and then it comes up like, oh, are you going here? And you click it and it's saying to the wrong one. We have a thing against Apple where they try and make our lives easier and then they just complicate it.
Who's
tremendously.
We?
The pod.
Oh.
We're anti-Apple. We still have all their products. But
literally
everything
here
is Apple.
You guys.
But like, fuck that. Like, we're not going to like throw an embargo on Apple. On
You're like
podcast.
A non-practicing
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We have beliefs that we just don't act on.
Right.
Yeah. So fuck Apple. I think that's
I like that. I don't like they do a lot of like we're so important, like those commercials that they have. Remember those during the pandemic?
What were they?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
They like the it was just like a bunch of like still images of like people surviving the pandemic.
Oh yeah, I know.
And
what
then
you're
it was like
about.
Apple.
And then it was
like what are you talking? Like I guess the people were using Apple's products to help them get through.
Then they just had like montages of essential workers doing the Dougie
just like inspirational stories. And then at the end, it's like that's Apple.
What a wild time!
It's like, why don't you show the
what a wild time the lockdown?
Yeah,
it's.
Did you like it?
The first month was fantastic.
I don't know. I feel like I look back and I liked it, but at the time I didn't.
The idea of never working again was pretty tight, but I unfortunately didn't get laid off. Corey, you got laid off.
First day, baby.
First day.
First day.
That's good. You got it out of the way.
Day one, they're like, hey, nope. Everyone's like getting ready.
That's funny because the first day it was still like, hey, 2 weeks.
Yo, that's
we'll be out.
Was.
And they were like, oh, perfect. This is a perfect time to get Yasko out of here.
Yasko's like, so should I? Should
Yasko's
I like,
wait, wait, wait.
Home?
It's going to be over in 2 weeks. They're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
We'll see.
I just remember like that week, like people were just like, there were murmurs and like of just like this whole, you know, virus and everything. And I was just like getting hype. I'm like, they have to cancel work. Like, we're going to not be able to work. Like, we can't do this.
Yeah.
And then that Friday comes and then everyone's like getting ready to work from home. And then like my boss is like, hey, we're not authorized to let you work from home. So
you're like, fuck, I have to come into the office. Like, no, we're just not. No, we're not fired. Paying you anymore.
You can't
anymore.
Work from home. You can't work from the office.
You can still work. We're not going to pay you, though.
They're like, once we get back into the office, like maybe, because that was contract.
Okay. I'm like, that's a similar situation to me.
Oh, okay.
So what do you do?
Well, same thing I do now, pretty much. I work at a PR firm. I do finance for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm in Mad finance sick. As well.
Nice.
Mad sick. With zero finance background, you actually like went to college and studied finance, right? I didn't. I mean, massive credit card debt, and I'm managing the finances of a corporation.
I mean, yep. Like, define study finance, you know?
I mean, you took classes that involved money.
Well, yeah.
Can you put the mic on your chin?
Sorry.
What's going on with you guys?
You know, we have our rough patches. We go through our ups and downs.
This is the first one in this apartment, you said?
This is the first one with a guest.
In this apartment, yeah.
Nice place.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Podcast paid for it all.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Getting our sponsors up.
This is my big break. Yeah. In-unit washer dryer over there?
Fuck yeah, we do.
I'm living without AC right now. It's got in-unit washer
dryer.
You're
not living without AC because you haven't been in your apartment in 3 months.
Bro, I'm paying rent for a place that I haven't been to more than one night consecutively in probably a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's got a good gig going. That's why he had a girlfriend. He was just like, my place fucking sucks. I got to find a girlfriend.
Where is your place and where is your girlfriend's place?
Bed-Stuy, and she's in the Upper West Side. It takes 3 subways to get from one apartment to the other.
Right next to Stand Up New York. It's a business decision.
It was a business decision. Right. Yeah. And right across the street from Zabar's.
From what?
None of you know Zabar's? It's like the big Upper West Side Jewish hangout, basically, where they buy their food. They got great hummus, great bagels, great iced coffee, everything of a middle-aged Jewish woman could want.
I feel like I would.
But you're Jewish.
You should.
Not.
Yeah, we're both Jewish. So I want to ask, you grew up pretty religious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Catholic, Christian, Protestant?
Protestant. Christian, Protestant.
Christian, Protestant. I don't know the difference between any of these. Can you give like a brief, the difference? There's only
Catholics,
one Jew.
Catholics, and there's not only one Jew.
I know, but.
Like there's.
Well, there's intense Jews. Yeah.
Jew, and yeah, there's a lot of Jews.
Is that what you call them? The garb Jew?
We actually have so many different.
The sweaty Jews?
Yeah, we have different, I guess we do. Not as many branches, not nearly as many branches as. What's the core? Christianity or is it Catholicism?
I think Christianity.
Christianity is like the top, and then the branches are like Catholicism, Protestant,
got
whatever.
It. Okay.
Catholics are just like, look at me. They're like a little showy.
I can see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Because we're the children of God.
They do all the like ceremonious, like, hey, this is the holy water, and you get it and you dunk it.
Are they the ones who like go give confession?
If you go to like a Catholic mass, it's like a play.
Yeah. Is that like with the swinging thing with the smoke coming out?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck is
they
that?
Do, it's like they're very theatrical. They're Italian and they're very like.
Oh, so that's why Sebastian Maniscalco performs the way he does.
Yes. And Protestants are like head down in prayer. Just all business, you know?
That seems pretty
get right with the Lord.
That seems like pretty Jewy, you know? I feel like, you know, there's literally nothing fun about going to Jewish temple. It just like make sure it's not fun at all.
It's very anti-fun. Yeah. Protestant.
How often would you go as a kid?
To church?
Yeah.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Twice on Sundays?
Two-a-days?
So yeah, I had to do 2 days.
Football?
Jesus.
That's when the game was on at 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
You had to leave like end of the third quarter. So I hated it. Football was my religion. It was like my parents' religion was affecting.
Wait, you're East Coast, right? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, okay, yeah. Giants, Jets,
Giants.
Let's fucking go, baby.
He's watched more football than you though, because we didn't go to Temple on Sunday. I was a Jets fan. Yeah, you had to go every Sunday.
I had to go every Sunday morning, and then you go again at night at like 7 o'clock.
And was like,
if I didn't have to go at night, I probably would be still like more practicing. But then that going at night, I hated that so much.
So
they make you hate it.
That turned me.
They make you hate it. That's what they do.
At least they're speaking in English. This is like the big difference between like going to temple and going to church. They're talking a language that like we're supposed to be learning it. We're supposed to be learning it in Hebrew school, but we don't fucking learn it. Like I didn't learn how to speak Hebrew. Every prayer was a mystery to me.
They do the whole thing in Hebrew?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, there's English parts. Like the sermon will be in English. There's responsive reading in English. But the prayers and the chants or whatever, the songs, are all in Hebrew.
Well, I guess like the Catholic, there's a lot of like Latin in that.
Yeah, I know they do that. But like it just, they teach you how to read, but they don't teach you what you're reading.
Yeah.
You know how to read, but like you don't, they don't translate it for you.
Imagine like being able to sound out Harry Potter, but not knowing what any of it means. That's basically what's happening at Hebrew school.
Another way to, between like Catholics and Protestants, like Catholics are like the sex scandal.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, Protestants. Cool. Anything bad.
But, well, no. I'm saying Catholics are like the shady, have sex with boys, but the Protestants are the KKK.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, so which one would you rather be?
Well, like.
You don't have to choose.
No.
I'd be rather be a pedophile KKK member. I'd like to be a little bit of both.
You'd want to be both? I don't know what that is.
Not want to be, and you'd be like, I'll do both.
Yeah, I'll do a little bit of both.
I'll have chicken and steak, please.
Extra fried rice.
But they, I would rather be, at least like the KKK is like honest.
Yeah.
Like they're not trying to hide it.
They're true about their values.
You know, they wear the garb.
They're
what's up?
We,
this is what we're about.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they do hide their faces.
True.
True.
And they burn crosses.
Yeah.
Isn't that like sacrilegious? Or is that chill with the Protestants? You can burn a cross if you wanted to.
Well,
seems like a cool sight, to be honest.
Can you imagine like, burning a Jewish star, Star of David? Why are you doing that?
That'd be pretty badass.
Tanaka.
Yeah.
Festival of Lights, baby. We just decided to set the Star of David on fire.
Yeah, that seems appropriate.
I think like with this whole like Hebrew and Latin thing, it's just they're trying to one-up each other to be like, no, I'm closer to God. I read this in Hebrew. I read this in Latin. And then they don't teach Latin or fucking Hebrew. They just like want to make sure that they're better than everyone else who doesn't read it in Latin / Hebrew.
Well, that was like the whole, back in the day, they rich people were the only ones who could read.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let poor people read.
So they're like, see, religion works. Look how rich I am. God answered all my prayers.
Yeah, man.
This is amazing. So were you like, because in my house, like my mom was more religious than my dad. And my mom would have loved for us to go to temple once a week. Were your parents like both on board about the commitment?
They're both. My mom is definitely more
than
my dad.
Is it always the mom?
Like, I guess.
The mom
I guess so,
loves
yeah.
the societal values of religion.
Well, the mom loves the family aspect of it.
Yeah.
The only Jewish thing I do at this point is eat lox.
Well, it's also like, I don't know. Did your mom work?
Yeah. Not for a lot of my childhood, but later on in childhood.
I imagine like being a dad, it's like the whole week is bullshit.
How can you be religious when you're working in insurance? How do you believe in God being an insurance broker?
Like my dad had, whatever, 3 kids by the time he was my age.
Yeah.
And he's like, my mom didn't work, so he's doing all the financial providing.
Right.
I got there. So he's Monday through Friday doing all that bullshit, and then like Sunday you got to get up. So he's not going to be as into it.
Right.
As her.
Yeah.
She's had all week to get ready for like...
For God.
For God.
She's had all week to get her lipstick on for God. Yeah. Do you have siblings?
I have 3.
And are you all, are any of them, have any of them like stuck with it?
Oh yeah, they're all.
You're the outcast.
All 3 are.
Are you a middle child?
I sort of stick with, like I have.
Yeah.
But I don't practice anything.
Kind of like keep practicing religion just in case, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, if I die and like I don't become a huge famous comedian and like I'm just be like, God, what the fuck? And you'd be like, remember Passover?
That's kind of my, I have the same.
Remember Passover 2012, dude?
You ate some bread.
You didn't even make it to noon, bro.
Sorry.
We're just going to forget about that?
Yeah. We're supposed to just make you famous?
That's my, I do the same where it's like, why not? How hard is it to just be like, Yeah.
You're hedging your bets. You're hedging your bets when you do that.
And then I live the same life as everybody else.
Yeah.
But I just don't deny the Lord.
Right.
But that's it.
The Lord's always there.
Yeah. The Lord's like, yeah, he did. He made some mistakes, but like he never denied me.
Yeah.
He's generally a good dude. He's not in the KKK, which is really just the bar for Protestants.
I'm in a weird in-between where I don't like... Like anti-religion is like just as annoying to me as religion.
It's a being anti-religious is a religion.
It is. Being seriously, like
anything where you're extremely passionate about for no reason.
Like I'm into science. It's like that's just your religion. That's just what you.
Yeah. I like Star Wars. Yeah, that's your fucking religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Big Bang Theory. You want to get into the Big Bang Theory?
It's a theory. It's a theory.
Bullshit.
They pretend that it's real.
The Big Bang Theory
is
made up.
I just think being
that's like a just like. It's the science community.
The Big Bang theory is as made up as God.
What'd you say?
Bro, can they prove it?
No, they can't.
I believe
they
that
can't.
It's real. How come there's... I believe that it's real, but like, I hate
that's only because enough people have told
you. Yeah,
but
you also believe that Kennedy was assassinated. Like, was he? Come on, that seems pretty convenient.
Prove that.
Right?
What, they got video footage? I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Where his head's going the other way.
How come there's never been another Big Bang?
I guess maybe there has been, and like... other
bangs. Hey, dude, I think I would have known.
I think another Big Bang.
I think I would have seen it, to be honest.
I think that would have made the news.
You guys hear that huge fucking
news? Do you know what I'll say?
You guys hear 3 a.m. last night, that Big Bang?
You see the...
We're still here.
You see, like, the picture that NASA took of, like, the entire fucking universe? Not a single alien
Who
in the entire picture.
Who cares?
Yeah, well... Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool, but I just hate, like, under the comment, every single comment was like, well, you know, how can you not believe that there's life on other planets and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, one, like, there probably is. I'll preface it with that. But at the same time, this is a picture of the entire universe and, like, not a single alien in the picture.
We're supposed to be looking at the whole universe. I don't see a single fucking alien.
Not a single alien.
Not even a McDonald's.
Why is there a picture of the whole universe?
So like NASA has like, you think like the super fucking
the
telescope.
Whole universe is,
I don't think it's
the not
whole,
the whole universe, but
it's gonna fit on an 8x12.
It was an Instagram post.
They had an Instagram photo of the entire
they tagged the universe. Bro.
Somebody look up how big the universe is. It's gonna fit on one little.
They have these high def pictures of the entire.
This
fucking
is just a 10
galaxy.
Photos post where you
well,
just
didn't
keep
they
a
say,
single alien.
Didn't they say like if you fold a piece of paper 1,000 times, it's like the size of Earth? Maybe it's like the same fucking thing, you know. Did you ever hear that one?
Look, honestly, right now, we are here.
Maybe it's a Jewish thing.
I'm on Instagram complaining how hot it is. Like, I feel like we have to be the most advanced things out there. I feel like everyone else out there.
No, I think we're
is
super
focusing.
Unadvanced.
How do you think that?
I think there's
the phones. The phone. Just because the phone is advanced doesn't mean we're advanced.
Yeah.
I just feel like
I don't even think that we're that advanced technologically compared to whatever else is out. Whatever else is out there is far much more advanced than
on
we
other
are
planets?
And is watching us and deciding whether or not to come. And they're like, bro, they're still on like the TikTok thing. We're not going yet. You
so
know?
You're a big alien guy.
I think they're real. Yeah, 100%.
I don't think I don't so. See, 100% pisses me
I
off.
I think they're real. I think
it doesn't piss me off. It doesn't piss me off. It's just like, just acknowledge that you're just as clueless as the people,
if you don't think
which you do.
Well, I'm not. I don't make it my. I don't ultimately give a shit. But if you're to ask me, gun to my head, do I think they're real? Yeah, I think they're real. But I'm not reading articles and trying to figure out when they're going to come and why they haven't come yet. I don't care that much.
I think they're real, but like, not 100%. I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah, no, I 100% think
leave a little
real.
Room for doubt.
Okay, fine. I 100% think they're real.
How can you say 100%?
Okay, I think they're real.
He thinks 100%.
If I were to say I 80% think they're real,
right? You believe they're real.
I'm 100% in on that they could be real.
Commit, dude. This guy can't commit.
This is the universe.
This is the whole thing?
I don't know. I don't think so, but like it's
taking on iPhone 13.
Yeah, I just like that
any
does
aliens?
Nothing for me.
Yeah, any aliens?
I don't
like the UFO shit, like it is annoying that they don't have like better video quality of it. But like there's so many stories about it.
No, honestly, this is very cool to me.
It doesn't
like,
look like anything.
Whenever just, we kind of see an alien, it always looks like it was recorded on a toaster.
Yeah.
I'm just like, where's the high def telescope?
Yeah, that all the excitement around those seems fake to me. Seems like
a distraction to what's really going on.
To what really matters, dude.
I think that when there's a new president, they get a briefing like, yo. Alien life is real.
Yeah, what do you think?
Shut
Donald
the fuck
Trump
up about.
Knows.
Yeah, he knows.
He
I don't
know
think
everything.
The president
he knows.
Knows.
I don't know because like I feel like if Trump knew all
he
would have
told
shit,
us.
He would have said he would have 100% blurted some shit out.
He would have called for a press conference.
I think even he knows like you don't get a you can't pardon yourself if you're like everyone aliens are real.
The aliens
starts, like,
are here.
Each
they're
other.
Not gonna come. They know how powerful we are.
He actually wanted to though. There was a lot of closed files on whatever. What's the fucking location? The secret. Location.
The Library of Congress?
No, the space Area 51. Yeah. He released a bunch of documents about like what was going on there. So maybe he was trying to tell everybody.
Yeah, there's no way he wouldn't have tweeted it.
Yeah.
Like they said I can't tell you guys what's going on. Sad.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Aliens are real. I love Mexicans. Trump Tower has the best burrito balls.
I feel like you 100% would have blurted some shit out. If you told me that, I would be like, yo, Alex.
I think they're real. I have no proof, But I am also like, I was going back to, like, I think if you're super intense about anything, that becomes your religion. You know what I mean? If you're even a super intense sports fan, which I don't think any of us are, like, I don't idolize these guys.
There's
people, you do.
Yeah.
Like, as athletes or as, like...
Well, mostly guys, like, I don't anymore, but guys from, like, when I was young, I still, like, the Derek Jeter, the captain thing.
When I was
like,
young,
when I watched that, but I still feel that way about Derek Jeter.
Okay. I don't
but
have
I don't think it could
anymore.
I don't think it could get me again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I won't.
Yeah. You won't feel that way about Gleyber Torres anything.
Gleyber. Aaron Judge is not going to hook me.
Yeah.
No matter what
he's
does.
He's like your age. It's just weird.
Because, like, yeah.
No, like, you have your guys. You know, there's Derek Jeter, Eli Manning, now Daniel Jones. And it just.
I just haven't had any guys. That. Yeah, Daniel Jones. Yeah. He's still fucking.
I believe in him.
He's the fucking dog, bro.
I believe in him as much as you believe in aliens.
I like this guy.
You're 100% certain.
I'm 100% could be
Dimes
probably
fan.
Certain Daniel Jones
I think
might
more,
be.
I think it's
I'm
more
a
likely.
I'm a huge Dimes fan.
Dimes?
I love him.
I think he's got it.
He's got it. Dude. Everyone's talking mad shit all the time. I'm like, bro, he's got it.
Yeah, just get him.
Dude, ever since he fucking tripped over himself. it was over after
he sprinted past two football teams.
That's, it was
yards.
An 80-yard gain.
And then fell. Like,
and then he scored
tool.
The touchdown on that drive.
You never tripped before?
Yeah. I'm not getting paid millions of dollars to run with a
also,
football.
He's
I would
like
have
the,
fell at the 50.
He's like the
yeah,
second.
I would have never made it. That's not the argument.
He's like the second fastest QB in the NFL. Behind.
That's dope if you don't fall.
Well, yes, his speed.
He was too fast for his own good.
I just love comparing the speeds. It's just like, oh, he's probably like faster than Kyler. Because like, I don't think Kyler's ran that fast in a game yet. So
yeah, well,
just
Kyler's
like,
just shifty.
Yeah. Well, that's always an interesting question. We've talked about this. Like, there's some fat baseball players.
Love
like,
it.
Could I beat Nelson Cruz in a sprint? I don't know.
Bro,
you
watching,
think I could?
Watching Pete Alonso around the bases.
I could beat
Bartolo Colon.
Oh, for sure.
You could.
Mo Vaughn back
you,
in the
I
day.
I would dust Bartolo Colon.
Yeah.
You got some.
And he would eat that dust.
Yeah.
Are you fast?
Bartolo would eat it. Huh?
Eat the dust.
Are you fast?
Yeah. Super fast.
I feel like you have big steps.
I have huge strides.
Yeah, you have huge steps.
It's
yeah,
like those big Irish.
I ran
strides.
A
it's like 5 steps
in college. I ran a
4.6. 4.6, 4.7. Wait, why?
4.8.
You ran why, 4 feet why? 7 inches. That's sick. Dude.
Wait, why were you running in 40s in college? Were you an athlete?
No, it was some fraternity thing.
For fun.
Like drinking beers and then running 40 yards.
So I think, a drunk 40-yard dash?
I lied about my time, but it was a pretty good time, and I did it in, like, Timberlands.
Did you play? You played it in Timbs?
I ran a, yeah.
That's impressive.
Right?
Yeah, that's impressive.
I like how you said Timbaland, like the rapper, instead of Timberlands.
How do you say it?
Timberlands.
There's what no R in it.
You're like Timberlands.
There's no R in
there's,
it.
There's, it's Timberland. Max.
Max? Maxie.
We are already.
I think
Max, what are you doing sitting there?
I think he's right.
Timbaland is a rapper.
He's actually a producer.
Whatever. He was on a fucking.
It's Timberland.
Yeah.
Timberland.
There's an R in it?
Yeah. Timberland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Timbaland is the rapper.
Promiscuous boy.
What was that? Nelly Furtado or some shit?
She used to pop.
Yeah.
Did you play sports?
Yeah. I played basketball in high school.
Basketball?
No shit, tall guy, real original.
I played. I was a point guard though. That's pretty.
Oh really?
You were a point guard? Wow. How big was your center?
He was like 5'9".
he was the one Jew on.
It's
the
kind
team.
Of like a genius.
No, I like that.
In high school basketball.
That's,
he's
a,
like,
that's a matchup nightmare.
Yeah.
If you have a good
they put like some
defense,
short kid on me.
Yeah. That's funny. I like
and then
that.
Yeah, just take him to the
I
rim.
I thought you were about to drop like you played tight end for Don Bosco or whatever.
No, my high school was so small that we didn't have football.
Really?
We just had basketball.
Couldn't even field on offensive line at your high school.
Seriously, we could. Yeah. There's no way we could have like.
We had a football team, but we shouldn't have.
I don't think
like there was no reason.
Us had a football team, or they just made one.
They put so much money into their fucking SAT scores that they couldn't afford a football team.
Did you play sports?
Like I played Little League.
Same.
I played baseball. For
how was
middle
your little
school
league
team
career?
One year? I was up and down. As a young kid, I was like a pretty dominant pitcher. We did this whole episode.
We went over
it. Like, you could only pitch 3 innings, and I struck out all 9 batters, but I also hit 2 of them.
I think you guys are mad at me.
No.
You already did this.
Not mad.
We did a whole episode about this.
But, dude, I had a good arm, and I had a good eye. No joke, I made the team one year because the coach was like, you have a really good eye up there. I was like, so the best part of my game is that I don't play baseball, basically, is what you're telling me. He's like, yeah, we need more of that around
here. You
know
not to try.
Dude, this guy was so clueless as a coach. He was just, like, absolutely hysterical. He had no idea what he was doing. One of my friends, like, never got at bats. And he finally gets an at bat. Bases loaded, two outs. And he tells them to bunt.
They are the best.
They always do.
They're obsessed with telling guys to bunt.
Yeah. They just want to flash the sign.
There was one kid on my Little League team who literally he had to bunt every single time.
Yeah, because he was small and fast.
No matter the situation, he was small and fast. And they made him bunt.
One of my buddies, Matt Gold.
Every single
time. He still
is
bitter about this, my friend.
And I saw, I ran into this guy. Like, I hadn't seen him in like 10 years. And I ran into him like a couple months ago. And I was, and I brought it up to him, and I immediately regretted it because I could tell as soon as I said it. Brought it, it was like, yeah.
Little League is such a big deal when you're
young.
I wish
just one time they let me swing.
I don't feel robbed of those days at all. Like, I got everything I wanted. I hit a couple bombs. I pitched well. I caught. I was obsessed with the catching gear.
Yeah.
I had the knee savers and shit.
I mean, you are such
I refused.
I was a chubby little kid. I was such a kid. I had to be catcher or first base. There was, like, no other option.
I felt that catching would affect my speed, so I wouldn't let him put me back there.
The funniest thing was when they would tell me to steal.
Guys, I gotta, my 40 time is going to be very important.
Yeah,
I'm going to be running 40s later, so I can't be catching.
Later in life, I'm
banging
gonna
up my knees.
I'm going to have to run a 40 to get in a fraternity, so I can't be sacrificing my knees right now.
What school did you go to?
College?
Yeah.
Rutgers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you're a Jersey kid.
My friend played lacrosse there.
Nice. What about you?
I went to the University of Michigan.
I knew that.
Buffalo.
Buffalo University?
Yeah, yeah.
The Bison?
Bulls.
Oh, nice. Did you have a good time?
It's pretty fun.
No. It's Bar U, dude.
It's
what?
Like Bar University. Not
Like
Xanax
crazy?
U. Yeah, yeah, Xanax University.
Yeah, Xanax U. A lot of anxiety issues there.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy. I don't know what it is. You know, you go to Buffalo and it's like, oh, fuck, I have so much anxiety now.
I got to drink and take bars
now. You have to take like at least a half a Xan and like start drinking a shit ton.
Yeah. That's
prescribed. Like, by the doctor. They're like, hey, take this half a Xanax, have 15 shots, and you're good.
That's what happens when you send a bunch of wealthy to mid-tier wealthy Jews to a really boring place, is they just buy drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really nothing else to do in Buffalo besides, like, eat chicken wings.
All my friends that went to schools like that, that went to, like, Binghamton or other schools in the middle of nowhere, all ended up in rehab. Because, like, you're finally free, you go to college, oh, sick, there's nothing to do.
What was your, like, is it strict growing up?
I mean, a lot of my friends, like, if I were to get caught taking a Xanax, I would have been in some deep shit. Mm-hmm. Like, if I got caught smoking a cigarette, I'd be in trouble in high school for sure. My dad found a dime bag that wasn't even mine, like an empty dime bag in his car. And I got, like, wow. I mean, punished for me was...
It was probably your dad's dime bag that he forgot about.
Yeah, and I was like, it was my friends. We went to see Pineapple Express. What do you expect? Like, we're obviously going to smoke some weed.
Yeah, but you can't be surprised that he didn't believe you.
But it was true. Yeah. That was so frustrating. But it wasn't like I was not, like, I had an older brother who basically kind of set the standard, and they were not that strict with him, so they weren't that strict with me. Were your Protestant parents, like, you? Yeah.
Yeah, they were strict.
Yeah. Curfew?
Now that's why you're fucking crazy now, right?
I'm pretty not crazy.
Doing comedy is kind of a crazy choice.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb. What are your siblings doing?
My brother's an accountant. My sister is, she works in an office. I don't know what she does. I don't know what.
Something. My sister works, you know, in an office.
And then my younger sister is in college. She's going to be a, baker.
Oh, nice.
She bakes cookies.
Nice. My cousin's baker.
Which is, I'm glad women can finally do whatever they want.
They broke that glass ceiling.
Yeah.
You can bake for a career. Why am I making less money than an investment banker? Because you're making cookies. That's why.
But yeah, so I don't know. Do you guys think you'll stick with it?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know.
You almost.
I already feel like I'm in too deep. And
that's what I was going to say.
When I started, I firmly believed there was nothing else that I could possibly live with myself doing.
I think if you reach a certain checkpoint, you're like, well, if I stop now.
31, baby. That's
if I stop now, then what? I just wasted. Yeah.
31 years old is the checkpoint.
Hustle.
Yeah.
Not only did I waste 5 years, I wasted 5 years like when I was like 25.
Yeah.
I was so thrilled.
No, that's eating at me now.
I was thrilled I didn't want to waste my 20s. That was a real like fear of mine. And that's part of why I started it. But now that I'm 30, I'm like, okay.
I don't waste my 30s.
What?
I don't want to waste my 30s.
No. Well, it's like, no, I'm feeling good.
The whole thing's
two
a waste.
More weeks.
Yeah, it is. It's all a crapshoot.
Give it like a week and a half.
You got a week and a half left in you?
Yeah, we'll see.
I think things will turn around.
Plus, yeah.
In the next 7 days.
It's going to be a sick fucking week.
Dude, did you submit your SNL packet? They're supposed to let everyone know in like a couple days.
Oh, is it due? We're supposed to submit?
We were supposed. Yeah, I haven't done any of this shit. Dude, I don't submit packets. I haven't done that stuff.
I always.
Is that
put them, I put them in
it's
my
a
calendar.
Thing. You can just like blank submit a packet.
Why would you do that?
To potentially get on SNL.
This guy's at the end of his rope.
No, not a blank packet. I mean, like, no? They just have an open, like, submission where anyone can fill out their packet.
Is that due soon?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I just sent in a blank packet. Like, this is fucking brilliant.
Oh, you thought he would just send in a blank
packet? Yeah. I was like, why would you do that?
Sketch idea number one.
You tell me.
Yeah, you tell me. Brad Pitt's on.
I like how flexible this guy is. You know, he can really do anything.
Yeah, he seems coachable.
Yeah.
Improvise.
Is this a sketch comedy show? Figure it out.
I want to be the next SNL cast member. Do you know that? He's not on the
internet. You wrote it in like invisible ink. You just submitted your sketch.
You have to put a black light over it if you wanted to see the sketch.
You
got to
drip lemon wedges on the back. Like in what the hell's that movie with Nicolas Cage? National Treasure.
National Treasure, yeah. But yeah, no, I didn't submit my SNL packet.
You got to get on that.
I think it's too late, to be honest. Why did you start comedy? Why did you start? Do you ever talk about that? I'm very curious about the religious. I don't know anyone that grew up like super religious.
Really?
Like, really?
Yeah.
Were like, you nobody? Very religious?
Yeah,
or
God
like,
is
pretty
dead.
Religious?
Shame. Huh?
Were you like very religious? Or, like,
I mean, mass
religious?
Twice a day, twice every Sunday is pretty committed.
Yeah.
But like prayers before you eat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Still. Sometimes I open my eyes, though. Oh, yeah, it's cool. But
no,
yeah,
he's still not here.
Oh, come on. No, we're intense. Twice a day on Sunday. And then I went to Christian school.
Oh, you
K
did.
Through 12.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Well, I don't know. But when you were going to church like that frequently, the Giants were pretty solid. So
yeah,
that
sucks.
Clearly, there is a cause and effect there.
Of what?
Your prayers were coming true.
The Giants won.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Yeah.
And then they...
Hey, do you still do twice a Sunday or no?
No.
Well, why? That's why they're 2-15, dude.
You're making a lot of good points. I got to get back to the house of worship.
Yeah, what are you doing? Today's Sunday. Yeah.
What were you doing?
Get the fuck out of here.
What were you doing? What were you doing when the Giants were winning?
I was, you know, well, I was in seventh grade the first time. So I was, you know, just like going to bar mitzvahs and shit.
When's the last time you went to a bar mitzvah?
not in a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Which was 13
year old.
So you were
bros.
At the synagogue too.
And then it was my senior year of high school is the other one because they won twice. My senior year of high school is the other one. I think I was just kind of getting drunk. I don't really know anything specific.
Fuck
no, it was
junior year
of high school.
Yeah. But it was. It's like, why did you take your things off?
I just realized I usually take them off, the headphones off. It's weird being the only one with them on.
Yeah, I don't know. The Yankees are losing me.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because they're not going to be.
All right, we're back on.
Nah, I won't say it on air, but the Astros.
You Juan Soto?
I
don't even want him.
Why not?
I don't want
him. Because the Nationals don't want to have to face him like 20 times
a
year.
There's
no way they're changing.
That's what I was confused about. I don't know.
They're going to trade him to the Minnesota Twins. That's where he's going.
I'm really a big baseball fan. I'm sorry.
No, he could be a Giant. He could be a Giant. He could definitely be a Giant.
Yeah, he's just not going to the Mets.
No, he's not going to the Mets. I would make the trade in a second. He's 23 years old, and he's already on the inside track to be a Hall of Famer. There's no way you don't make that deal.
Not to get too...
No, we can fucking... We have some sports fans.
We're good? Okay. Yeah. I don't get why the Nationals don't just offer him like a three-year deal. Isn't that the whole reason he won't sign it? Because they're trying to get him to sign like a 15-year
contract? Well, yeah, but you only get free agency so many times, so he may as well get locked in for 15 with an opt-out like 8 years in. You know, you still have flexibility.
He's
at his prime. Yeah, he's at his most valuable.
No,
right
I get why he would say no.
Well, the Nationals suck, too.
But I'm saying why... Oh.
Yeah.
But why can't they just offer him like a smaller contract?
He would. I don't think he would ever take it. His agent, first of all, Scott Boras, would never allow him to take a three-year deal.
Do you have any, like... poll with the agent, can you just be like, no, stop?
Yeah, but it's not smart for him, for his career.
Do you guys
what happens if
you
get injured?
Do you run that game in your head where you're like, dude, if I was an athlete, I would just take like $5 million a year?
Oh, all the time. But after taxes, it's only two. So what?
I'm
making like $30K over here.
I know.
Give me $2 million.
That and people are like, yeah, right, if you were in that. And I'm like, no, seriously, I think that if I was, I would just take like, if I can take $10 million and people look at me like a hero.
Yeah. I would still live in my apartment. I don't care.
Like, I don't understand why.
Brady kind of does.
Huh?
I feel like Brady and Steph Curry kind of did something similar to that. They were just like.
They do it, but even like barely.
Yeah.
Like, Brady shaves like $3 million off of his salary.
Yes.
Yeah. Which helps.
Nothing heroic.
Well, he's making so much money elsewhere that his contract doesn't even fucking matter at this point.
I know. Like, the James Harden thing. This week, James Harden was like, he's like, I told whatever the guy's GM's name is, the Sixers. He's like, I told him, sign everybody, and then whatever's left over, give it to me. That's how bad I want to win. He's like, that's how bad I want to win. And then 2 days later, he signed a $34 million a year contract.
Well, it's hard to like.
It's like, wow, that's.
It's pretty impressive. I love James Harden because he got chubby. I love seeing like a good chubby athlete. Makes me happy.
Well, he wasn't good when he was chubby.
Is he still? Where'd he sign? I don't pay attention to the NBA.
He's on the Sixers right now.
Oh, he's a Sixer.
But like, he was a free agent. And the Sixers are pretty good, and he was going to re-sign.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'll take whatever you got. $34 million? Okay.
That's all? That's all you got?
I can work with that. I just want to win real bad.
Career earnings are crazy now. And basketball, there's so many superstars. I'm, like, confused when it comes to basketball. Like, I just feel like everyone is apparently, like, the greatest player, but, like, they never win. I don't know. Damian Lillard.
But, yeah, it's Harden. Top heavy. Only the best.
That's the problem with baseball is there are no superstars. Like no one, it's hard to be a Dominican superstar in the United States, and all the best players are Dominican.
I see what you mean when you say Alex is going to say some racist stuff.
No, I mean like who are the superstars? LeBron James, Mike Trout even is not a superstar because he plays baseball.
Well,
baseball is just like when you're looking at someone, like they have to be extreme. Like they would have to be an extremely flashy, either like I don't know, like. They're doing like crazy shit in the NBA and like baseball you're just hitting.
Well, baseball's just not as popular as. But why? I don't understand.
Wait, but I don't understand so because baseball players are making more money than
everybody.
They
make so much money.
They
play 162.
Because they have a great union. That's why play 162 games. Yeah,
yeah.
They play 162 games where you're making TV deal revenue on all those games, ad revenue. But like, it's crazy because it's not that popular of a sport anymore.
I think because there's like way less control. Like, you can't control a ball coming to you and you making a sick play. No, seriously, like in basketball, like, you literally...
You can't control if a shot goes in.
You can control...
Oh, well, yeah. Like, you could give the ball to... You could just give the ball to LeBron James. You can't just say, Aaron Judge, go hit again.
Right, well, it makes it more of a team sport. That's why I like baseball and hockey.
Yeah,
why there's less of, like, a quote-unquote all-star. Even though there are definitely all-star. Like Aaron Judge is, like, definitely a superstar. I feel like
in New York, like I don't think he's like a regional. Baseball's very regional. All the games are played on these regional networks that unless you live there, you're not watching that fucking game.
Yeah, like besides the Yankees,
I love baseball. I'm not probably watching a playoff game between the Indians and the Astros. Like I'm probably not watching that, but I love baseball.
With hockey, but you still have superstars kind of.
Bro, they're not. They're not
like,
superstars.
Can you, like
Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin.
Within their own sports, they're celebrities in Canada. They're hardly celebrities in the United States.
Can you name three players on like the Twins?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
I couldn't. I watch the Yankees like every chance I get.
Oh, I could, yeah.
But that's all I watch is the Yankees.
Yeah.
Like, I don't watch, you know, the Mets.
Oh, I don't watch other games. I would never watch another baseball game.
But well, you play fantasy baseball. That's why.
That's my religion.
I guess.
Adding and dropping.
So, that sounds so exhausting.
It's amazing because you play every day. So, like, you just.
They never stop playing.
Imagine if fantasy football was, like, just every fucking day.
What is it? Weekly you set your lineup?
It's daily lineups, but there's waivers, and you can only make like three roster moves.
So every day you got to go in and change your lineup?
It's great.
That's crazy. Bro.
That's nuts, dude.
The best part of fantasy is watching the stats roll in, and they're rolling in constantly.
I love how Max is like, I don't have time.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I could be doing other things with this time for sure, but like I choose not to because I kind of like what I'm doing. I suck this year, though. I drafted all Mets.
You should be good, though.
No, I only got Lindor, actually.
Fuck, dude.
But yeah, sports is something I find you can't talk about in comedy and stand-up.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
You can talk about it generically.
It has to be a very big joke. That, like, everyone
or it has to be about LeBron and has to have nothing to do with basketball.
What about when you're like...
I feel like about Michael Jordan and LeBron or Derek Jeter, like someone that everybody like knows.
What about when you're hanging out and... like you're talking sports with another guy or whatever. And then there's something with sports where like people get uncomfortable if they don't watch sports and the other people start talking about.
So I was making sure it was on. Like you're not coming in at all.
I'm not.
Yeah. And I'm turning you up like all the way. Just make sure it's on your chin. Yeah. All right. What were you saying?
Dude, I don't How do you not know if I'm not on?
No, you're
I feel
on.
Like it's, I feel like
no,
we should,
I'm watching the thing.
We should figure out if we can hear one of the hosts before we continue.
No, you were definitely on, but it was coming in so low. Talk.
That's because I'm probably coming up on yours.
No, you're not. Why would you come up on mine?
Because I'm right next to you.
All right. That's not how it works. What were you saying?
What do you mean it has...
I don't...
I'm just going to turn myself down. Yes.
Come on, audio guy.
I mean, we're all over the map here.
I'm talking, and it's like, look how small that is.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
And look how big yours is.
And yours is turned all the way up.
Are you sure mine's like... I'm this one, you know that, right?
You're the second one, yeah.
No, I'm the first one.
Oh! That makes no sense. That was totally my fault.
Yeah.
Why would I give myself this?
Maybe you like while.
No, I'm gonna have a lot of editing work to do. I'm gonna show Max how to change the noise levels for. Yeah.
But you brought him in here to do that?
No, but it could be.
What's it? What? That's a great question. Why is he here?
Here's here for content, not to do his
job. Is he here for content? He doesn't even have a microphone.
He's
not even sitting within five.
This is an audition that he's nailing.
On how to looking for. This is an audition on how to sit on a chair. Dude.
He's catching the vibes, dude. He's seeing if he wants to do it.
Vibe check.
Here's what we're looking for in a producer.
Yeah. He's 0% a part of this production.
Bro, here's the thing. We want to add a producer for multiple things. One of them being content, having a third person to like...
No, I love...
Yeah. But hey, if he wants to make some money and learn how to edit audio too at the same time, why the fuck not?
Oh, so he's going to edit.
Maybe, yeah.
But I'm just saying, in the time that we've been here, he's just...
Well,
it's not his fault.
No. This is what I wanted. I wanted him to sit and be like, this is
but
what we do.
But the poor guy, like, give him something to do.
Jesus, start your own podcast with all these directions over here. You can run yours however the fuck you want.
Yeah. Remember what he did with the mics? That was crazy.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm freaking
this
out.
Guy, yeah. If you ever get rid of him, dude.
I thought he was bringing on like a third person, you know, help us all out, but it's just for him to do his job.
To help.
And
if you want to churn this out every week, we need some help.
How am I looking? Yeah. Okay, so now I'm coming in a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to turn you up. That's on me. I'll own my mistakes.
Stand up, dude. My bad.
I'm usually the first socket. I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's definitely not what that's called, dude. I don't think it's a socket.
I'm usually the first sack. And
yeah. I'm usually the first hole, but I'm second hole. I'm playing second hole.
You were so confident.
I was. During the whole setup. I'm always the first hole. He's like, you know I'm this one. Nah,
I was wondering why I got the shortest one.
Yeah, I should have the short one. We switched mics.
Oh. Well,
what are you going to do, you know?
Well,
it's called All Days Off for a reason,
yeah,
baby.
100%, dude. But he said this all the time. It's a miracle if this episode ever gets recorded.
Yeah,
are we on?
Yeah. Wait.
Your light's still on, my light's still
dude,
on.
Dude, Gordy was supposed to do this episode, not Billy. Gordy, get the fuck out of here.
Has there anything, you know, that you've done recently that you just completely bailed on?
That's an interesting question.
Or is there anything that like you're really not looking forward to doing?
Yeah, what are you like procrastinating on, or what do you keep pushing on? Bail on shit all the time.
I guess I want to do more sketches, and I haven't done any of them.
Yeah,
why?
Why haven't I done them?
Yeah, why haven't you done them?
But I've just been busy.
Yeah,
you
know? Me too.
I ran 3 miles today.
Oh, dude, really?
That's huge!
Holy shit!
You don't have to do anything now.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Now it's...
How many views did that get?
Yeah, good point.
Did you submit it to SNL yet?
Good point, but I was getting my face out there. Everyone was seeing me.
You should start vlogging when you run.
Yeah, I should wear like a thing attached to my head.
That was at least...
Like hiking
of,
with Kevin Nealon.
Yeah. Least amount of steps in a 3 mile run.
Because of my long legs.
Because you're tall. Isn't it the best though when like someone calls you? And you call them back.
I thought there would be like a countdown back in. You know, like 3, 2, 1, we're back.
Sorry. 3, 2.
You guys are the hosts. All right. I was going to say that I'm supposed to buy my nephew a birthday present, and I haven't done
it. Gifts are the fucking worst, dude.
What were you going to buy her? What are you buying her?
What was I going to buy her? My nephew?
Oh, nephew. Sorry. I'm an idiot. Whatever.
He gets his nieces and nephews confused.
I don't have any,
you know?
Yeah. He hasn't. They haven't decided what they are yet, so.
Oh, okay.
Good point.
Yeah.
Protestants do that?
How old is it?
He's 2.
Two? Okay.
So I don't know what do you guys have any ideas? What do you get a 2-year-old?
A soccer ball.
I already got him like a baseball glove last time.
Get him a hat.
Yeah, a soccer ball.
Get him a hat.
You got, yeah.
His head is like...
Dude, just get him each piece every year and eventually he'll have a full uniform.
Oh, yeah.
I got you a sock. One baseball sock.
Get him like a little Panarin jersey.
I think I'll what if I get him like a box?
To play in? Like yeah. SpongeBob?
Yeah, like I'll make him a box.
No, you should do that.
Like it can be whatever you want. You like a time machine thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at a Yankee game.
I'll just paint something. I'll write his name on the side.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford a gift this year, so I got you this box.
And here's a
box. That's what I got you.
Here's a box.
SpongeBob. Yeah. He immediately stops laughing when I tell him something funny was from SpongeBob.
Well, because I thought you said it.
Yeah.
Right. It does suck when somebody says something funny and then it's like the Office quote or something.
Yeah. That's like my whole act. Ah, it wasn't even my joke.
You said it.
But yeah, gifts are like shit comes around for the
family. Wait, why is that like a question you ask all the guests? What are you procrastinating?
Well, it's just very down. It's very in our lane.
Bailing and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like talking about doing stuff that we never do. And it's because, you explained it already. It's because you're busy.
I hate when people are like, you know what, Beyonce has the same amount of hours in the day that you do. Like, yeah, she doesn't have a fucking team. She does have a fucking team doing everything. I have to decide what I have to wear every day. That takes a lot of exhaustion.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Why people have been going up to you and be like, you should be Beyonce?
No, but like whenever I'll read shit or like you'll talk to someone, like, oh, I just feel like I don't have time to do everything.
And well, you ever like go back through like your last 3 hours and you're
never.
I do that sometimes.
Let's
do it
right now. Let's do our 3 hours before
like,
this podcast.
Like sometimes where you're like, I just have no time for anything. And then I'll just retrace like, oh, okay, what did I do the last 3 hours?
I like
and then you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but then like, okay, when like, do I chill then?
Huh?
When do I chill?
Yeah, I guess.
That was chill time.
Yeah, you're right, dude. I just got to chill.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't... it's just like, how are you supposed to, you know, balance out working a job, doing stand-up, you know, being on TikTok 4 hours a day?
Yeah.
And going to the gym, too? Like, how is that even possible?
That's the one that I can't figure out is working out. That's what was great about the pandemic is I had infinite time because there was no comedy. So when there's no comedy, you can do all the other things that you want to have time to do. But now it's like, good for you. You fucking rent in this fucking heat. Like I would be going nowhere near.
I know it was a
right
huge
now.
Mistake. I didn't make it as far as I wanted to.
Yeah.
I had to like stop.
Yeah.
Some people are just built different, you know?
Some people are more, I'm not a morning person. Yeah. Like, that's a huge struggle for me.
People are just built different.
Spelled different because I'm brewed different.
Yeah.
Miller I have Lite. To do I'm the Miller Lite of people.
Miller Lite people?
Yeah.
Miller Latte?
You're watered down?
Hey. Miller Lite's the best, isn't it? Oh.
You like Miller Lite,
Max,
right?
Chime in here.
That Max, like hey, Miller Max, Lite back now. Me up here. Miller Lite.
Do something.
I'm a morning guy. I try to go to the morning. I'm not a morning guy, but like...
You wish you were a morning guy.
You don't have time to do, like, how are you supposed to do it? And I don't have time in the afternoon. Like, I immediately do my job, then comedy. So, like, it's either I'm going in the morning or I'm not going at all, you know?
How often do you go to the gym?
You know.
I feel like that's,
You know, never.
You know. I would like, you know what it is with me in the gym is.
Shoot me straight.
I'm good at starting going to the gym, but I'm not good at continuing it.
Yeah, no, it's a very hard habit to keep.
Oh, you mean like you'll go.
Yeah, but like I'll like go. The thing is, like
I thought you meant like you're good at putting on your clothes and like getting close to the door, and then you just turn around.
I would never do that. Like if I'm up like that, I'm going. Just getting out of bed is obviously the hardest part.
I always think that physical fitness is the one that I sacrifice. Like I'll just get rid of that.
What do you
That's
mean?
The easiest one to
yeah,
cut
just,
off the to do,
and
list.
It makes the most sense. Like if it's like if I have to write or if I have to. If I have to make the choice between getting up early and writing or getting up early and working out.
Oh, you take writing every time.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's fine.
That's what I mean.
Like, at least it's still productive.
That's where I, physical fitness is like, whatever.
It's whatever. Yeah.
I've never been given those two choices.
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just like, I would never.
You never give yourself those two choices?
Yeah, the thing is I would never.
It's either Fortnite or eat.
In the morning, I'm just like, I'm never thinking about working. I'm never thinking about writing in the morning.
Do you work from home?
Yeah.
Oh, then you can just.
I'll
you
do
just
it
write on the
my
clock?
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually write at night, but writing, if I do write, but writing in the morning is a good habit to get into.
Really?
Yeah.
I just feel like the thing.
Well, the night is like you're out and about doing stand up.
Yeah. I get back, I'm really stoned. All right, time to write.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you write right before you go to sleep, you're like, it's hard to like turn off your thinker.
Yeah. Yeah. I also like, that's why I like going to the gym in the morning as well, because like I'm on this like autopilot, I don't know what's going on mode, where I just go and like I'm not even thinking about doing anything. I'm just kind of working out.
Wait, so seriously, how often do you work out?
Like I would pretty much like I would like say, okay, I'm starting to go to the gym now, and like I'll, you know, go like 3 days or 4 days a week for like a few weeks, and then just like kind of stop. Like I'm kind of on like a 2 week hiatus right now.
It's not a hiatus, so you just
summer,
haven't gone.
A little summer break.
Yeah. But I haven't. The thing is with me in the gym is that like I always start going to the gym. I'm very good at starting, but like I don't never really finish out the week. So I'm pretty much just only going on Monday to do chest, and that's it.
Mm. It's always chest day.
Yeah, because like you always start with chest. So I go, I do chest, and then like I never get to my shoulders. You know, I never reach Wednesday.
Just have a massive chest and tiny shoulders.
Yeah, I never reach Wednesday.
I've never done the gym.
Oh, only really? When I didn't have a job. When I have literally nothing else to do, I will be a gym rat.
Really?
But when I have other shit in my life, I'll never go.
I don't. It never really clicked with me, the whole like separate, like today's arms day. It's like, why can't you just
do it? Why can't you do it all? It kind of sucks. Because then you're sore the next day.
Don't be a little baby.
Well, yeah, I guess it's true.
Yeah.
The Billy Hockman workout plan. Stop being a fucking bitch, dude.
Stop being a fucking bitch.
Work out every muscle all day.
I think people go to the gym too much.
I think they do too.
I
remember in the
40s
when everyone was like kind of fat. Like no one was like ripped.
No,
everyone
was
had dad bod.
I was not around.
And
in
then
the
they 40s. Died at 50.
But you see pictures. Yeah, whatever. I would take a shorter lifespan if everyone stopped working out and I didn't feel like I had to.
Yeah.
You know, like if workout.
If we all
just
decided
totally
together
away,
that yeah, like
we don't need to live till we're 85. 70s, chill.
Yeah.
Stop working out.
Everyone stop
smoke
working
up,
out.
Smoke
and
up.
I, that's how I feel about like phones. It like I could go to a flip phone if everybody did.
Yeah, 100%.
You know,
I would have to be forced. Like, gun.
Yeah, you're
head.
One of the ones that would ruin it.
Yeah,
because you just have a.
As he checks his phone.
Do you even want to know my screen time?
Yeah, actually,
I'm curious.
Let's
actually.
Check our screen times.
All right, take a guess what my.
Wait, but when I like watch the Yankees on my phone, does that count?
Yeah, I mean that's gonna be folded.
Oh yeah,
in
that's yeah.
That's not fair.
Well. Get cable, dude.
Dude, that's like I used to put a white noise machine on, like white noise played on my phone all night. And be like, your screen time is up to about 30 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Where my phone?
I'm.
I have to go to last week.
Why, last week was a rough week?
No, because like it's taking it from like today. So oh, like wow. It's saying my average is only. Which
oh,
is still
wow. How do you go to last week?
Dude.
Just go to see all activity?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I don't know how to go to last. Oh, yeah. No, you just swipe. So you swipe that way.
I don't even know where to find screen time.
Settings?
I can't.
Here, give me it.
Don't yell at me for having an iPhone 8. That
bro,
that would be unoriginal.
Okay. So we're going to go. You're going to say it first, then... You're going to say it first, and then I'm going to go. This is last week's daily average time. What's yours?
3 hours and 55 minutes.
Okay, what's yours?
2 hours and 22 minutes.
Damn. Okay, my daily average is 10 hours.
Oh, what the fuck?
What?
Oh, my. And TikTok is number one. You spend more time on TikTok than I do on my phone all fucking day.
Do you have TikTok, Alex?
Yeah, but I never go on it. I posted like 2 videos. That's nuts. 10
Dude.
Hours a day.
Productivity, he's got 5 hours.
What is productive though?
Yeah, let me see.
I don't know. But then social, he's got
checking how
40,
broke you are in your bank account doesn't
40. Count that's productive
productivity.
I was feeling bad about mine. But
what's your total screen time last week?
Total screen time last week. I think there's more hours in my screen time than there are in a week.
What is it?
You go first.
16 hours and 38 minutes.
You go.
27 hours and 25 minutes. I hate that. I gotta
74
get
hours and 12 minutes.
Jeez. That's what is that?
Dude, how do you do your job? How do you work?
I don't.
How do you do anything?
That's three whole days.
I don't have time to go to the gym.
Dude, he was literally on his phone almost half the week.
How? What time do you wake up in the morning?
That's three
so
entire days.
I wake
days
up at like
phone.
4 a.m. every morning. I'm on TikTok until 7.
I go to the gym for 10 minutes.
He sets his alarm for 4 a.m. so he can go on TikTok.
Oh my God, dude.
That's fuck, brutal. Yeah. Do you think you might make an adjustment?
What are your top apps? Top apps. We got to dive into this a little bit.
Okay, Robinhood, no.
Notes app, number one.
TikTok at 11 hours, 38 minutes for the week. Instagram, 9 hours and 43 minutes. Jesus. Twitter, 7 hours, 41 minutes.
Twitter gets
wait,
me.
Wait, what? Oh, you know what it is, too?
What?
Your my clock. Neck is the clock app. So I think
a little inflated.
Yeah, I think what happens is like I'll be timing somebody's set and like I won't the last person who goes up I forget to click stop. So I think it thinks of like my screen time is
No,
I don't think that counts.
No, that doesn't count.
Because if your phone's not open.
So why? I'm not spending that much time on the clock app.
It says he's spending like 6 hours on the clock app.
Oh, I think one day.
One day. You have an outlier.
On Friday, I was on the clock
app. We got to take the
app.
Median, not the mean. We got some outliers here.
What?
Yeah. Still, my second app is Messenger at 3 hours. It's just
I'm
Instagram.
I'm on GroupMe a lot.
Instagram?
Instagram and my fantasy app.
My most used is WhatsApp. That's just group chats.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm on group.
You know what? I feel better about that.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out with my boys.
Yeah, you got it. It's called chill. Being social, you know?
You're socializing.
I'm socializing.
Yeah, apparently I am too.
I'm checking my Messenger app and then not responding to anybody.
Why don't you participate in the group chat?
I don't know if you've experienced this, but like because of comedy, I don't like see my college friends as much or like hang out with them.
Yeah.
And like my high school friends, we kind of like lost touch like post like right after college.
Yeah.
So like it's all I'm not in any, like, maybe a couple comedian, like, text threads or whatever, but I'm such a passenger in my college group chat. And we use GroupMe, which I feel like nobody uses.
I love GroupMe.
What's that?
I use it. Yeah. I use GroupMe all the time.
We use GroupMe.
So, yeah, do you feel like you'll make some changes, or do you think that you're just going to lean into...
Dude, I had this conversation before, and I set, like, you know, limits. And like I would literally break the limit before my job started, before like 9 a.m. and be like, Corey, you have 10 minutes left. I'm like, no, the fuck I don't.
Yeah.
So like the limits don't really work.
Yeah,
know?
I tried that too.
And I feel like,
no, the fuck I don't.
No, the fuck they don't.
I've got 10 hours left on this bitch.
Who do you think you are? Trying to enforce the rules I set.
I think, you know, I'm on Twitter a lot. Instagram and TikTok, I want to be on less, but like you should be on more because like I need something to talk about.
It's like, insane to think that like I should be on any app more.
Yeah. Why?
Because
you're a comedian, you have to react to like what's going on in society.
I don't have to be on TikTok.
What do you need TikTok for that?
Yeah, that's why I want. I want to be able to send him TikTok so like we are on the same page of like what we're taught, what we know.
That's not the page
I'm trying to be on.
As keeping up with things that are happening in society.
Well, I'm not talking about the fucking news because like nobody cares about that. I'm talking about like, do you know Andrew Tate?
No.
Yeah. Do you know Andrew Tate? No.
Yeah. So maybe.
Wait. So if you're in a room with four people and you're the only one that knows, maybe nobody cares about Andrew Tate.
I honestly think that I'm right and all of you are wrong.
I think you're too plugged in. I think we already made it clear that you were far too
plugged
in. Yeah,
you've been exposed.
Yeah.
Maybe if you were plugged in a little bit more, it would take away from some of my plugging.
I don't want any of your plugs.
Damn. I don't know, dude. I feel like you got to get that down. You got to get that number down.
I definitely need to get that number down.
I will acknowledge I should be doing more on social media and less spending time looking at it and more posting stuff. But in no way do I want to start going down TikTok rabbit holes.
I'm not even on TikTok. Yeah.
I like send TikToks out to people all the time.
What'd you say?
I send TikTok. Like I have like a group of like 13 people that I'll just like send anything that I like think.
I have a
like.
Backlog of about 100 TikToks that he sent. I'll check it right now.
I stopped sending you them a while cool. ago, bro.
He's a passenger, dude.
I am a huge passenger in general.
One of my friends who like isn't on the app that much, like he'll just open up and he'll take a screenshot, put in like our GroupMe, and it'd be like, "You have 75 new messages from Yasko." It'll just be like me sending them TikToks. Like,
Corey Yaskowitz doesn't
got a bunch
sound
of
like
followers.
A, On TikTok?
Chris Ryder.
Chris Ryder followed me. Hell yeah.
Dude, that's fucking sick.
That's fucking yeah, no, I'm not going to up my screen time with TikTok. But we should try and think of some, you know, practical solutions we can put in place to cut down your screen time.
Yeah.
You
know?
I think we got to up your TikTok time a little bit more, honestly. I will do my part, but like you have to commit to doing yours as well.
Meet in the middle? I don't see why TikTok helps.
For so long.
I don't see... Like there's certain trends. Like it's great for being up on music. I can see that in TikTok.
Like, yeah, but like not music is like whatever. I just feel like... Dude, Andrew Tate is like one of the funniest people I've ever seen. He's like one of these alpha males, but he like brings it to like the next level where it just like gets absurd. He's just like... If you have a friend and he gets cancer, dump him. He's a weak fucking pussy.
Like, I'm gonna ask, he showed me one video and I was like,
that's fucking hilarious.
I was like, this guy's huge. That's why I'm not on TikTok because I don't understand. Just,
yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Because you're scrolling through shit. This... You see this one guy and you're like, this guy, what the fuck? This is ridiculous. And you'll keep scrolling and then he'll just keep popping up and you're like, wait a second. This guy is the most ridiculous person I've ever seen exist.
I can understand how it can become appealing after an hour on TikTok. You'd be like, oh, found something funny.
People sell their souls and it's amusing, honestly. Like, it's really amusing. Like, people will just say the most, like, polar outlandish shit. And, like, you're at first, you're always just like, what the fuck? This guy's an idiot. And then you're just like, this guy's pretty fucking funny. He's like,
but they are all idiots in some way. Yeah. That's what bothers me.
And it's such an easy thing to, like... All we have to do is just be like the most ridiculous people, and like, boom, like you're.
Nah, you don't want aim higher, dude.
What?
Aim higher.
I know. I am.
Aim higher than
SpongeBob
references.
That's why I'm not doing it. But like,
you're not trying to be the little Pat. Like, what was his name? Patty something who like squeezed the lime juice in his eyes.
Oh,
I don't remember that.
I know what you're talking about.
Shrimp Dick Gang or whatever the fuck his thing was.
But yeah, flip phones. Everybody should get back on flip phones.
I'd be down. It's one of those things where if everyone's in, I'm in.
I was getting so happy when Trump was like, we're getting rid of TikTok. I'm like, thank God. Like, get rid of it. It needs to go.
I need 8 hours of my day back.
I spend 10 hours a day on it, and everyone else besides me is getting famous off of it. So China
it's
has
a different,
all of our
like,
information.
Isn't it a different type of fame? Like,
it is a different type of fame for sure. And they try to start touring, like, you know.
I know, dude.
Yeah, well, you work at.
I was just gonna bring up.
Do you still work there or no?
Yeah, no, I haven't worked there.
You have worked there a little bit. Would you totally. Do door as well?
Door and yeah, I would run sometimes.
I ran food for them for Damon Wayans last week. It's pretty chill. Whatever, you know.
Oh really?
Yeah, and I visited them this week.
Yeah, but so when you see the TikTok stars come in and headline Caroline's.
They're pretty bad, I imagine.
So the YouTube I mostly worked there before the pandemic, and like you'd get like YouTube people, and it wasn't like really so much TikTok people. It was all YouTube. They would like Benny Drama. Do you know him?
They all have the worst names.
No, but he's like he was like making YouTube videos a while ago. He's always on tour with like Mary Beth Barone. He's like a huge dude, and like. Huge as in like people know him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not a stand up or anything, but like, he'll like do his skits like on stage, whatever. But like literally the second that link goes up, boom, he sells out 5 shows all weekend. It's crazy. Like sells out immediately. So like they sell out. It's crazy. He's one of the people who's able to kind of like, you know, make a show, but then there's a lot of people who go, they sell out and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think it's just the difference between doing something else to be able to do performing or just trying to be good at stand up and then doing other shit too.
I don't remember the guy's name, but he was like the husband of one of the Real Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
And he did an hour at Caroline's.
Yeah.
An hour at Caroline's?
An hour. A long hour. It was.
Just because he's the husband of someone who's on a reality show?
He's the husband of one of the Real Housewives. One of those shows. I don't remember exactly, but it's like one of the like Real Housewives of, you know,
Staten Island,
something like that. And, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen like my fair share of, you know.
I mean, I was actually impressed that the guy didn't, because he did a whole hour. He actually stayed up there and did an hour. But for the first 5 minutes, you're like, this is like, he's going to run off stage.
Yeah.
This is going to get so bad that he's like, there's no way but he stayed up there.
Well, I'm going to submit a tape to Caroline's. Hey, I can bring 100 people.
Well, Alex is right. I mean, Yasko is right for that. You got to get.
Yeah.
You got to get on TikTok.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
well, I still think that I'm going to limit my TikTok intake. I don't want to become a
16-year-old
girl.
You're right. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking dinosaurs.
I'll take it. I'll be a dinosaur.
I'd rather be a
I don't care.
Dinosaur. I don't care.
Limit your. What do you mean? You're already limiting it.
Yeah. Perfect. No, life's hard enough. I don't need TikTok in my life.
Yeah. 3 whole days out of the week you were on. You're fine.
I'm awake less hours of the day than you're on TikTok every day. So funny. All right, dude. This was great. We appreciate you coming on, man.
Thank you really for having me, buddy.
You want to plug your TikTok before we...
I don't have one. No TikTok.
What do you got to plug?
I have nothing.
Hell yeah, comedy, bro.
Oh, hell yeah, comedy.
When
we'll
is
have
it?
Shows back in September.
We're on a little hiatus.
We're on a little summer. When you go back to the gym, we'll get back to doing shows.
Deal.
All right. Thanks for coming on, man. Thanks we'll be back. Me.